you to stand for our processional hymn, number 249. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, tonight we celebrate your birth. We fill the sanctuary with vivid reminders of who you are and who we are as your people, your church. Bless us, we pray, with an outpouring of your Spirit to renew the hope to which you have called us, to restore the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, to refresh the love that binds all Christian virtues together, and to reestablish our peace, to make us effective ambassadors of the Prince of Peace. Yet, Jesus, even as we celebrate your first advent, when the Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us, we eagerly anticipate your glorious return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. And if you would turn to number 242 in the hymnal, our responsive reading, God with Us. Number 242. From Matthew 1:23, Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated,
God with us.
Amen. Our offering tonight for the Benevolent Fund for our deacons is taken now to, the deacons use that to support many ministries to families, to individuals who are in need. We try to do extra things at Christmas and Thanksgiving especially, and look forward now to your participation in this offering.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we start this holy Advent season, we gather together tonight to remember the reason for the season. Help us to share your love with this offering with others in our church family and community so that they may know your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
I invite you to stand again as you are able. Our next Christmas carol is number 250, A Little Town of Bethlehem.
Sweet.
Please be seated. And welcome to the hanging of the greens. This service has been in the history of this church for a number of years, and we're excited to have all of you here tonight. If you are visiting from another church, welcome. If you're visiting from just visiting and you have no church that you're going to, we certainly would encourage you to worship with us through this Advent season, especially. Our worship is every Sunday morning at 10:15, and you are welcome to come and be a part of our congregation. Back in the 1940s, Arthur and Betty Bellier began this service under the tenure of Reverend George Miller, who was here as the pastor and whose robe I am wearing tonight as part of the ongoing tradition of this service. Arthur and Betty would cut the greens. They would attach them to frames that Arthur had made. And we're using the same frames, but because of fire concerns, we're no longer using real greens. So it won't smell as nice in here tonight as it did at the beginning of this tradition. But we are grateful to the many people that are participating tonight. As I saw some of the rehearsal, I think that it's probably the one event that has the most participants of any I've seen. And I want to especially thank Cindy McNamara, who has been directing this for several years, Alan, Ellen Donaghy, who on their own set up all of the decorations that you now see, plus the ones you will see, so that they make sure that everything is in place and still working and nothing is broken. So we welcome you again to this wonderful service. We look forward to the blessing of God's Spirit as we turn our hearts to Jesus Christ and offer him our worship tonight. And may the true meaning of Christmas fill your heart this evening. The welcome. Doors. Some are shut, some are open. One night long ago in Bethlehem, a door was shut in the face of a man seeking shelter for his wife, who was great with child. But later in Egypt, that same refugee family of three found an open door of welcome, and the infant Jesus went in. Small wonder that Jesus likes open doors. Jesus says in the book of Revelation, "I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." The Lord calls each of us in that word to repent and open the door of our heart that Jesus might come in to save us and then share his life with us. For he goes on to say in that verse, "I will eat with that person and they with me." And there are other open doors. Jesus told the church of Philadelphia, "I have set before you an open door which no one can shut." In Ephesus, Paul testified that a great door for effective work has opened to me. So let's trust that the Lord Jesus will set before this church an open door for effective and fruitful ministry, an open door through which we must walk to faithfully serve the Lord. And let's open the doors of our hearts and our church to welcome in those who need a Savior, who need a refuge, who need a friend. For when he returns, the Lord will say, "I was a stranger at your door." And he will know if our door closed in his face or opened wide with welcome. We will now hang the greens on the doors.
Thank you.
coming of light. Windows let in light. They make dark rooms brighter. Tonight we celebrate the one who came to make a dark world brighter, who said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And by his authority as the Son of God, Jesus says to us who follow him, you are the light of the world. So in Christ, we are called and given power to shine the light of Christ in the darkness of our world. That means we must look out of our windows to see where people are hurting. We must not draw the drapes or close the blinds to keep from seeing the human suffering around us. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. If we let our light shine, no darkness of sin or suffering will prevail against us. We are the light of the world. We will now hang the greens on the windows. Coming songs of praise. Angels sang at the birth of Christ, and the church has been singing ever since. Sing to the Lord may be the most frequent command in all of Scripture. Now, singing is commanded of every believer, not just of those with good voices. God gave each of you the voice you have, and God wants to hear your voice lifted in songs of praise, even if you never sing in a choir. Yet in this choir loft, many with the gift of song have blessed the rest of us by singing songs of praise to God on our behalf. Choirs do not perform for us. They worship God in song, and we get to listen in. We will now hang the greens in the choir loft. Coming word of salvation. The word of God, what a loaded phrase. Jesus, of course, is the word of God incarnate, the word made flesh. This word was in the beginning with God. This word was God, according to John's gospel. And then the Bible presents itself to us as the word of God written, a living and active word, all of it inspired by God, a true revelation of God's character, God's work, God's will, God's Savior, and God's purpose for His people. From the pulpit, sermons from the written Word of God proclaim Jesus Christ, the eternal Word of God. At the communion table, we reenact the teaching of Jesus, the Word of God, who said, "This is my body given for you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for the remission of your sins. Do this in remembrance of me." In the Lord's Supper, we proclaim his death until he comes again as we participate in the body and blood of Jesus. At this table, we confess that we are members of his body and we have redemption through his blood. We will now hang the greens on the pulpit and communion table. Tonight, the scriptures that describe the tableau you will see unfold are from the New Living Translation of the scripture. Luke 2, 1 through 7. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census, taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was now obviously pregnant. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. But the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased."
Thank you.
when the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked them, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" "In Bethlehem of Judea," they said, "for this is what the prophet wrote, 'And you, O Bethlehem in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you, who will be the shepherd for my people Israel.'" Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search diligently for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go worship him too." After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When it was time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route, for God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. After the wise men were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up, flee to Egypt with the child and his mother," the angel said. "Stay there till I tell you to return, because Herod is going to search for the child to kill him."
We drink things
Closing hymn is number 258, Go Tell It on the Mountain. The story we have seen and enjoyed tonight is the one that is the message of the church to tell the world. Go tell it on the mountain, go tell it in the valley, go tell it in the office, go tell it at school, but tell it that Jesus Christ has come. Will you stand as you are able and join in this final song? Back of the bulletin has the names of the youth that have participated. They've done a wonderful job tonight, and not just tonight in this service. They were here hours earlier practicing and preparing for this service. It's very great to have this large number of youth participate, and we thank again Ellen and Al for setting up, Cindy for decorating, and for all of you for being here, and all of the others behind the scenes who have helped in one way or another to provide for this meaningful service, this start to Advent. Please feel free to stay and visit with one another before you leave tonight. And let's receive God's benediction. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit bless you with a delightful Advent, a meaningful time of preparation for the birth of our Lord, and the awareness that as his body, we're called to go and tell the good news of salvation through Christ our Lord. Amen.